Hello, it is March 30th, 2022, and we have cards for March 30th and 31st, and they are the Eight of Coins, the Five of Wands, and the Five of Coins, competition. I don't like the tense, unstable fives, and today we have a pair of them, but this busy little row of cards of the Minor Arcana has more to say about daily life or situations or conditions or challenges than life-changing twists of fate. There is some stress in the cards today. In the center, as in today's position, is the card of competition and conflict, the Five of Wands or Clubs, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries. We see five humans all armed with long poles battling and swinging at each other, but not actually doing any physical damage. The suit of fire is about passion, drive, and ego. And on the Five of Wands, everybody is exercising their own. It's my rat race card, and is said to represent Wall Street and a crowd of shouting, competing stockbrokers' energy. It's also a team card, as in sports or games. All work and no play, and by the Five of Coins in the upcoming position, nobody wants to play with you either. Now imagine all these people in your head arguing with each other, and we have another meaning of this card, which is inner conflict to the point of conditions, such as anxiety, ADD, or ADHD for entertainment purposes only. I heard an interesting anecdote about the great Orson Welles, American storyteller and filmmaker, who apparently, unbeknownst to most people, had a brother who was bipolar, if I recall correctly, and wound up lobotomized in an institution. Welles apparently harbored a lifelong fear of winding up like his brother, and later in life was tested and found to be on the spectrum scale, or whatever it is they use to measure your brain. The only label I would apply to Orson Welles is genius, and the idea that humans can be pasted into a scale of any sort, to me, is difficult, if not impossible. The dedicated artisan of the Eight of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, in the past position, head down, immersed in his work, looks a bit like the young Orson. This is the card of becoming the skilled and studied master of one's craft. There is no substitute for the actual physical work, time, and dedication that this card represents. This is the work it takes to make anything work, including our bodies, consistent daily routines such as exercise and diet, and relationships. The competitive and argumentative nature of the Five of Wands or Clubs would be exhausting on a daily basis. In the upcoming position is the card of poverty or a lack mentality, the needy, unstable Five of Coins. On the card, we've seen two homeless people struggle through snow, a bloodied amputee fall into the warm, welcoming arms of a nurse or nun, or simply a beggar on the sidewalk leaning against the stone wall of a church, the glowing stained glass window being the common element on just about any traditional version of this card, implying that there is help if we admit we need it. The Russian card has no such window and is dark and disturbing. Two women hang their heads in the dark scene, and strange branches of burned-out trees frame them. Their ragged dresses, torn and roughly patched, have a few shreds left of purple fabric, the color reserved for royalty. One woman has three coins, the other has two. Better than nothing, says this card of poverty and fear of it. They do have each other. But, as the Five of Wands would suggest, I'm probably overthinking the whole thing. There's a lot of competition out there, and a lot of people probably want the job you want, so be prepared to take less money than you're used to, and be prepared to work harder for it. You may need to hone your skills or update techniques or equipment. You may not receive a commission or position, or the salary you think you deserve or were hoping for. The Eight of Coins loses himself in his work, which of course could cause an argument and a separation. Or there may be some hot and heavy competition for your own work, product, service, talent, or skill. So let's assume then that the fear of poverty is all in your head.